We're all about unbeatable prices on the things you need every day at Rural King. Like Good Friends Crunchy Bites dog food, just $16.99 a 40-pound bag. Or how about a little crunch for you? Peanut butter pretzels are just $2.99 per container. And cool down your car with cans of R134A air conditioning refrigerant, just $8.79 a can. Stock up and save at RuralKing.com or your neighborhood Rural King. America's Farm and Home Store.
Heartbeat St. Louis with BJ the DJ, a.k.a. BJ Holiday, bringing you the pulse of the city.
Hey, what's up? This your boy, BJ the DJ, a.k.a. BJ Holiday. And today, this is a conversation that I think you need to grab a cup of coffee or just have some good breakfast. Yeah, have a good breakfast. And we need the men and the women around your smart device or radio or whatever you're listening on. Because September is coming up, and it is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. And in the studio right now, I have James Sinclair and Tony Godfrey from Dave Sinclair. James Sinclair is the son of Dave Sinclair, and Tony Godfrey is the son-in-law of Dave Sinclair, for more than 20-some years, have been doing prostate cancer screening at the dealerships for many years to save lives here in the St. Louis metropolitan area. And also, I have Dr. Matt Spellman. He's a urologist for the Urology of St. Louis. We're here to talk about prostate and prostate cancer. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
Of course.
Very welcome.
Okay, so James Sinclair, let's talk about the history of why, you know, your father decided to do these prostate screenings at his dealership.
Well, it started, I might have been on the ground by the time it started, but he had a good friend that had prostate cancer, which is very treatable. And I'm going to say maybe almost 50 years ago, and that friend died, and he started going every year to get checked out for his prostate cancer. And then he started taking fellow workers from the dealership down to Barnes Hospital at the time. And then that morphed into starting to do these screenings at the dealerships, which I think has been 25 to 30 years we've been doing that. And it's open to the public. It's not just our customers. And every year at the Buick store, at the Ford store, we hear about people that contact us, that thank us for doing the screenings, because every year they find people with elevated numbers that need to go and have follow-up visits done. Mm-hmm. So it's something we've done for a long time and hopefully plan on doing it for a long time.
Okay, so you guys have three different dealerships that you are going to be doing these screenings coming up in September. So I know Tony Godfrey, you're the son-in-law. They're starting at your dealership, that's correct?
Right, September 7th between 4 and 6:30 p.m. We've got, and I want to stress, the prostate screenings are free. They're absolutely free screenings, and we're doing it September 7th at the dealership on the main showroom floor.
So when a person comes through the dealership to get this screening, what is the process that they need to go through? Go through. We know the health screenings are free, but you know what would be the process? Do they just come in and you know is it a blood test?
Yeah,
or
it's
the
real,
other test.
It's real.
Which one is it?
It's real simple. They walk in and they fill out a form. It takes about 20 seconds to fill out the form, and it's a blood draw, and the whole process might take a total of 15 minutes.
Okay. All right. So. James Sinclair, there are two other dealerships you guys are going to be doing these prostate screenings at as well. Is that correct?
That's correct. So Tony said the Buick store is September the 7th. These are all Wednesdays. And then September the 14th at Dave Sinclair Lincoln in St. Peter's, also 4 to 6:30. Same process. You walk in, you register. It's a blood draw. And then the following Wednesday, September 21st at the Ford dealership on South Lindbergh, from 4 to 6:30.
All right. So, Dr. Spellman, I wanted to bring you in on the conversation as well. How important is it for men to go to the doctor and get checked out with their prostate?
Well, it's important and it's easy. So men generally have some resistance to thinking about their prostate and prostate health, but generally it's one of the most common problems they'll deal with in their adult life. So we'll see about 300,000 men diagnosed with prostate cancer in this country this year. St. Louis does a great job, and it's the efforts of folks like this, this tremendous Sinclair family, and their efforts to do this. And I knew Dave Sr., and I moved to town about 20 years ago. And one of the first things he did was talk to me about this initiative. And, boy, we latched on to want to help the greater St. Louis folks. So this is not a hard thing, getting a blood test. You don't even have to fast for this blood test. You come in and get a blood test, and it's a test called PSA, so prostate-specific antigen. So it's a little protein that the prostate makes, and it tells us how active your prostate is. It may be an indicator of an enlarged prostate or a prostate health issue that is different from cancer, but obviously the most worrisome thing, the most relevant thing, is it's a relatively good screening test to find early prostate cancers. So luckily, we'll find prostate cancer in patients that are screened with cure rates of almost 90%. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of a no-brainer to think about getting screened, and if you can do it as easy as a blood test. So what our groups offer to do, and we're now 28 urologists in this community, is partner with these folks in every way we can. So we will, for no fee, as they said, we'll screen all these numbers, and we'll contact the patients and tell them that this needs to be evaluated or not. So it really is a very easy, straightforward, non-event as far as the patient, other than coming in and getting a free blood test.
Well, the other question I wanted to ask you, because there's this thing of an enlarged prostate. A lot of times, you know, doing these screenings, are you able to figure out if the prostate is enlarged and people need to get, you know, other medications or whatever the case may be through these screenings?
There's a plethora of tests we can do extended beyond the blood test. But generally speaking, small prostates that aren't having problems don't make a whole lot of PSA. Mm-hmm. So when we even start to see mild elevations, it can be consistent with prostate issues other than cancer. And when patients start to live through life and start to have urinary symptoms, they shouldn't do that. You know, there should be an evaluation period that's relatively straightforward where we can sort out the difference between prostate enlargement, urinary problems, and prostate cancer. And so it leads to the next conversation, quite honestly. So when patients are willing to get their PSA checked, it generally leads down to the role where they understand that it's not a threatening event to kind of come in and get checked out.
All right. So I'm a person. I live with an enlarged prostate. That's the reason why I wanted to ask that question. And the only reason why I found out is because I went to the doctor and I got checked out. And sometimes in my urine, it's a little bit of blood. And, you know, when they detect that, you know, the first thing you think is that you have cancer. But it's not. It's because of the enlarged prostate that sometimes a little blood will get into your urine.
That's right. The most common cause of blood and urine in a male. But it has to be checked out. We don't want to miss things like kidney tumors, bladder tumors, and all the other plethora. So the beautiful thing about prostate cancer screening, it leads kind of the horse to the water, so to speak. And so then we get to have these conversations with folks. When we get them in the office, there's a whole nother level of testing as far as a physical exam, some of the screening tests we do with other blood tests, other urine tests, sometimes imaging like CAT scans or x-rays, and then even more invasive things sometimes where patients need treatment. There's medical treatments, there's surgical treatments, and there's a plethora of new minimally invasive treatments for both cancer and for benign prostate problems.
All right. Well, James and Tony Godfrey, James Sinclair and Tony Godfrey from Dave Sinclair, what would you say to a male that's listening right now that's kind of like, I don't know if I need to do this, that type of thing? What encouraging words can you guys kind of give to a male to come out on September 7th, the 14th, and the 21st between 4 and 6:30 p.m. at your dealerships to get screened?
Well, my dad would say it's smart, it's free, and it saves lives, so don't be stupid. But now in 2022, we say be smart and do it anyway.
Okay.
It's such a simple process. They could just walk in, and it gives these guys, and I take it every year myself, it gave me peace of mind every time I took that test. I get the results mailed to me, a few days later, and then you don't have to worry about it for another year. But it's such a simple process. Like my father-in-law said, be smart. Just come on in, get the blood draw, and you're done.
All right. Well, give me those dates once again of the prostate screening that's going to be done at the Dave Sinclair dealerships.
September 7th at Dave Sinclair Buick GMC. We're at the corner of Tesson Ferry and South Lindbergh, and it's between the hours of 4 and 6:30 p.m.
And then on September 14th at Dave Sinclair Lincoln St. Peter's, which is on the North Outer Road in St. Peter's, from 4 to 6:30. That's a Wednesday. Then the following Wednesday, September the 21st at Dave Sinclair Ford, which is on South Lindbergh at Lime Ferry, also from 4 to 6:30.
All righty. Well, gentlemen, I want to thank you guys so much for coming in. And this is a very important thing to our community, because this is one of the things that I appreciate. And I haven't been able to tell you guys in person how much I appreciate you guys doing this every year, because this truly, truly saved lives. And I want to thank you guys for coming in today and bringing the awareness that this these events are going to be happening in September. And we encourage all men to get out and make sure that you go to the doctor, you take the blood test to get screened, because that one blood test can save your life. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, BJ. We appreciate you helping us get the word out.
No problem.
This has been another edition of Heartbeat St. Louis with BJ the DJ, a.k.a. BJ Holiday, bringing you the pulse of the city.
The perfect weekend getaway requires three things: a gorgeous view, a carefree crew, and a little something sparkly. Whether you're jet setting to Cabo, glamping with your group, or simply diving into the nearest body of water, Lightbox lab-grown diamonds are there to bring the glam wherever your summer adventures take you. Their eye-catching pieces are priced for daily wear. From earrings to necklaces, these gems are meant to be worn, never hidden. Sure, they pair perfectly with a sundress and heels, but they also add that little extra something to your sandy beach cover-up and shades. After all, sparkles go with everything. So pack your bags, grab your besties, and get ready for a glam-packed getaway, because vacations are meant to sparkle. And their shimmery stud sets are ready for takeoff. Just remember to pack light and wear Lightbox. Visit LightboxJewelry.com and use promo code SUMMER10.